Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. But the show is about your call, so let's go ahead and get to some calls here. Let's take Adam calling from Alaska. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind? Did he just hang up? Well, he's calling from Alaska. Anything could have happened. All the best.
Adam, if you want, you can call back if you had a connection
problem. Normally we do one call a night, but if there's some kind of connectivity issue, which seems to be going on, maybe it's us. Who knows? Or the Vittle Burgers. Let's go to Keith in South Carolina. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to respond to what the previous caller said about the military looking at people who are civilians as wimps. And I kind of think that is civilians' fault. My dad and a lot of my family is in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, when you consider the fact that people in the military train and they defend our right to say stupid things like that, and then someone over here comes and calls them, you know, fascist and all the other rotten names, like a lot of these people, like Obama, and, you know, I mean, put
I don't know
down,
that, hold on, before we get on, hold on. Keith, I don't know that I've ever heard Obama call the military fascist, and Steve, the caller called in, I believe was career military, Navy.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I stand correct, but my point is, you have so many people putting down people in the military simply because they're doing their job. And my thing is, I can't actually say that I blame people in the military for coming off with that attitude, the way that we disrespect them. Whenever I'm on base, and, you know, I see someone, or I see someone at the mall, or I see someone downtown wearing a uniform, I shake their hand and I say thank you for everything you do for our country. And they're like, I very rarely hear that. Well, if we thank them more,
now I've heard a lot of troops
come off towards civilians in that attitude.
I've heard a lot of troops say that they hear that a lot, actually, that they get thanked a great deal. And
the reality is that civilians are a large population of people. They don't all have the same mentality, right? So some people might be grateful for the military. Some people might be critical of the military. They can't all be lumped in together, right?
And I kind of wonder to myself, Mitchell, I think that, Keith, we all do our role, right? And aren't they all important? And why does one
right.
think
there are lots of jobs where people train really hard and even risk their lives to provide the services that they're providing, right? And everybody
taxi drivers is a very, very difficult job. Roofers,
fishermen
die a great deal. Yeah. So, I mean, does anybody thank the fishermen for their service?
Well, they should. I mean, I agree because I'm a former Peace Corps volunteer myself. In when you're in a developing country and you're the guy there and you don't really speak the language, you know, but I don't compare that, of course, to the military. I'm just saying that I know there are a lot of people out there who thank the military, but the way that the mainstream media with all the stuff that they put out there, which is why I'm thankful for shows such as yours, that you would think that everybody is criticizing people for doing their jobs. Well, these people actually defend the right for people to make statements like that.
What evidence
and
do you have, though?
I can understand why.
Keith, wait.
Not all military people feel that way about civilians. A lot
what,
of them,
Keith? What evidence do you have that the military is defending anyone's right to speech? Isn't the military really just doing what the government tells them to do? And is the government a great protector of speech?
When someone goes into the military, they take a vow to defend the Constitution.
Against enemies, foreign and domestic.
That includes the First Amendment, the right to free speech.
Sure, so do police officers.
We are the only country in the world that allows people to speak against their government without having to go to jail. Okay. And we are basically, our system of government is the standard that a lot of other governments are trying to copy. So, I mean, basically, yes, they're doing their job, but their job is there to defend the Constitution. Part of the Constitution, the First Amendment specifically, is, gives us the right to free speech, as long as it's not treasonous, or, you know, physically threatening,
so, Keith,
libelous, slanderous, and so forth.
I gotcha. So, now, let's be clear, though. They also take a vow to follow orders, and that same oath that includes a oath to the Constitution says that they'll follow orders, and it's really difficult for an individual in the military to decide whether or not a particular order is constitutional or not. I mean, if I take an oath in the military to defend the country against enemies foreign and domestic, then what I'm saying is that if somebody who's in Washington, D.C. is violating the Constitution, I should take my M16 and go shoot them. That's what the oath says, not what I'm saying. And the fact is, the military's been very bad about taking care of people that violate the Constitution. I think the United States government has moved very far from the Constitution. The Second Amendment, there are 20,000 gun laws in this country when it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When you were talking about the right to free speech, there's no caveats on the right to free speech in the Constitution. It says the freedom of speech. Congress shall make no law. And that doesn't mean slander. It doesn't mean libel. It doesn't mean yelling fire in a crowded theater. It just means Congress shall make no law.
Well, actually, the Supreme Court ruled on that in the 50s.
I understand. Right, and okay. That's the point that I'm trying to make here, Keith, is that when you – and thank you for bringing it around for me, and you did a really great job on this. The Supreme Court is the only organization that gets to interpret the Constitution. What you think of the Constitution, what I think of the Constitution don't matter. It's nine people in robes, and actually it's five of them because they only need a majority. So it's five people in robes that get to decide what the Constitution says, and then the soldiers follow it. So the soldiers really are the armed service of the Supreme Court. They're not. They don't defend you and me.
I don't agree. Because no soldier is required, and I remember this from when the Ollie North thing came out in the 1980s. This was pointed out. No soldier is required to obey an order that he knows is illegal.
Yep, that's
or
true.
Unconstitutional.
It's true. That's a true statement. I would ask you, you know, I guess the question that all comes down to is this. We know that the Constitution is being, you know, the buffeted all the time, and it doesn't seem like it's a lot of soldiers that are, you know, asking those questions. Soldiers are generally following orders. There hasn't been a war declared in this country since 1942, but the soldiers do what the president says. Don't you think?
And they have a choice about whether they're going to be soldiers, right? It's not just their job that was assigned to them and that they were called up. They chose to go into the military, right?
Right. I mean,
we don't know. We no longer have a draft.
Right.
We no longer have a draft. So those soldiers, where they go in for that $50,000 signing bonus, they go in because they're patriotic to make that choice. We no longer have a draft. We haven't had one since 1972.
Right, we haven't had a war since 1942. Wouldn't you defend a soldier who said, well, I'm not going anywhere unless they declare a war? I'm not picking up a weapon in malice against an enemy unless the Congress declares a war. Wouldn't you defend that soldier?
I would defend his right to do that, yeah.
See, that's the soldier I want to thank.
But we all follow orders.
I try to follow as few orders as I can if I disagree with them.
The Constitution says that Congress should, declare war, and they don't, and the soldiers follow it. Anyway, thank you for the call, Keith. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523.
volunteers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You think is the very best.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you need at the very best prices. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, anything that the outdoor enthusiast needs, and at the very best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and with the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, you'll get an additional 5% off. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. All right, let's go to Mitchell in Texas. Mitchell, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
All's well.
Great.
Well, I just finished watching the Cowboys lose again.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, man. They just can't seem to beat New York.
These rivalries.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had a little fact. Since the Cowboys built that new stadium, New York has won every single game in Dallas.
Mm. It must make you proud your tax dollars went to that.
Well, I don't live up in Dallas, so
okay.
I'm in South Texas, but I'm still a Cowboys fan.
Your tax dollars probably still went to it.
Yeah, they probably got some from somewhere.
Well, knowing Jerry Jones, I suspect that's right.
So what's on your mind?
You guys got a great show. I really kind of got hooked on your show.
Cool, we like to hook you.
I'm sorry?
We like to hook you.
The gentleman that called in about the military and civilians, you know, I spent 6 years in the Marines in the 70s, five active, one reserve, and actually I was a drill instructor.
Wow.
And if you ever watched the movie Full Metal Jacket, you know what I used to do for a living.
Was it like that?
That movie, the boot camp part of the movie was about 98% right.
Okay, that's pretty right.
Well, you know what they say about Texas, right?
No.
Nothing from Texas but steers and queers.
Well,
right?
Come on, is that what they say in Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, that was in the movie.
That's the part that's wrong?
No offense to the caller.
They say that about Montana, too, and the sheep, but we won't get into that.
They got sheep in Montana?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, listen, I just have to respectfully disagree. We were taught to respect civilians. When I was in, and of course, being over 30 years ago, but I just have to disagree with that gentleman. We didn't have any disrespect for civilians whatsoever.
Now, when I read, and I found this, you know, it's motivating enough that I remember it. I read a Tom Clancy novel where they said that something basically Marines would salute a light post. That the suggestion is that you would have respect for everybody, I guess, because you would have respect for a light post. Do you think it might be different in the services?
Well, I can't tell you about the other services.
Right.
I can only speak to the Marines, but you know, we've been doing it over 200 years, and it seems to work, and we, you know, seem to win most of the time. I think a lot of what he may be saying is just hyperbole, and you know, there's sayings that happen in the Corps, and there's comments that are made, but I can just tell you, in you know, my 6 years, that just simply was not the case.
Civilian wasn't an insult?
No, not
okay.
at all.
Maybe that was his experience. I mean, maybe they just had different experiences.
Must have been.
But it's good to hear from somebody else.
Thanks for the thoughts, Mitchell. I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Let's take, is Adam in Arkansas now? Maybe this is... Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Where are you at?
We're in Arkansas.
Okay.
I want to say, first of all, thank you for your service to the country, Mark and Stephanie. Appreciate it. Stephanie, right?
Yes.
It is Stephanie.
I think that's the first time anyone's ever thanked me.
I'm not serving. I'm working.
Oh, okay. Well,
go right ahead. Sure. I'm just kidding.
I want to say that I believe that you guys are shooting yourself in the foot when you make fun of conspiracy theorist people because...
Do I?
You guys
He's
are
probably talking
like,
about me.
Like, no, not just you. I've heard Mark and Ian and pretty much every single person on the show make fun of people who are fans of somebody like Alex Jones. I think that people like Alex Jones have a lot of listeners, and I think that they're doing more good for the Liberty Movement than negative. And, you know, like making fun of people who believe in the FEMA camps and September 11th and all that other crap, I think that when people really look at some of these conspiracy theories, like September 11th, and when they finally accept the fact that it might have been an inside job, they kind of change their mindset on, hey, maybe our government doesn't have our best intentions in mind. And so I think that in that way, it helps the movement more so than, you know, we don't want these crazies in our movement kind of thing, you know?
Now, I've got... you know, I've got pictures with Alex Jones. I think Alex Jones is a nice, sincere guy.
I'm a huge fan of Alex Jones, obviously.
And I do not, I have not in the last year made fun of people who believe in conspiracy theories. If you've been listening for a long time, yeah, I used to certainly have some thoughts in those areas, but what I've come to the conclusion of is I don't know. I don't know what happened on September 11. You don't know what happened on September 11. And right. Frankly, Alex Jones doesn't know what happened on September the 11th, 2001, in New York. And, you know, there's some interest. If you could do an interesting and popular show, and by all measures, he's doing
popular.
It.
Yeah.
He's doing a very popular show. He's huge on the Internet. And that's awesome. I think it's true. I think it's true he does more for the liberty movement than he does harm. I do think that... some people are turned off by the conspiracy theories. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. Like, you know, my dad is the kind of person that he believes that any conspiracy coming out of Democrats is absolutely true. You know, Obama's a Muslim, he wasn't born here, blah, blah, blah. But if you talk about 9/11, he's like, well, we don't know what really happened. So, I mean, it all depends on who you're talking to about it. But I think that most people, the best that it does is it helps people to understand that our government isn't our best buddy and is always looking out for us.
You know, I got you.
I'd like to help
in that way.
I'd like to jump in here because I think I could make an argument that there is some cost to believing in conspiracy theories. And just to tell you where I'm coming from, I appreciate the feedback. I don't want to sound like I'm making fun of anyone.
I'm not offended or anything like that.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I certainly don't want to alienate anybody. Although I have had some negative experiences, and really negative experiences with people who were espousing conspiracy theories. I've had people literally, like, yelling in my face, wake up, and about GMO foods, about 9/11, about every single thing. And when I would try to say, you know, I don't believe this because of X, Y, and Z, they would call me a sheeple and call me different names and say I was a New World Order plant and all kinds of, and it just went on and on. So I think that sometimes these issues can distract from important things that we can see really obviously right in front of our face. The government is not serving our best interests. There are really concrete things that we can talk about instead of focusing on conspiracies that are a little nebulous.
Adam, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
So, Stephanie, real quick, we had talked with, I can't remember what the gentleman's name was, about press, excuse me, not press freedom, but freedom of speech. The guy called
military
in.
Military defending your right to say whatever stupid things you want.
That's right.
Well, did he call it stupid, or was that
something
a different?
Like that.
Okay.
Maybe it was inference. I don't know.
I mean, and that's an opinion, right? Stupid.
Absolutely.
Not objectively stupid, right?
And it was a guy in the military that had spurned the calls early on. And I did look up the phrase puke civilian, as the guy, the Navy guy, Steve, called in and mentioned. And I got a bunch of references to it here.
Okay.
So there's, you know, this term puke civilian is not a unused term. Now, then the other gentleman calls in and says that they were taught to respect civilians in the 1970s and the Marines, and, you know, may very well be the case. Anyway, I wasn't able to find a chart of the freedom of speech in other countries, because the claim was is that the military protects the freedom of speech and that this is the freest country in the world when it comes to speech, that every other country will lock you in jail. And I do have a chart here for press freedom, and I think that those two are related, because essentially freedom of speech...
They're in the same amendment, right?
It's in the same amendment, and
not that the Constitution gives you rights, but they're related, for sure.
It's the ability to write what you want down and distribute that stuff, or, you know, record it, in this case, broadcast over the airwaves, press freedom. And the United States comes in rank number 47. Yes, that means number one is the most free, and that would be a place called Finland and Norway, tied.
Interesting.
Those two are tied.
Doesn't Finland have the highest usage of bitcoins, too?
Something like that.
sorry, just a little bit.
Just tangent. Looking at some that stick out here, Estonia, Austria, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden, New Zealand, Czech Republic. I'm just going to name the ones that I would consider not to be particularly free places. Jamaica, Namibia, Mali, Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, Slovakia, Niger, Lithuania, Uruguay.
That's surprising.
Tanzania, Grenada. Didn't we invade their butts? Ghana, South Africa. Yeah, there's a lot of places more free as far as the press goes in the United States.
Some surprising ones.
Botswana.
Wow.
Where is Comoros? Never even heard of this place. Taiwan. All these more free, supposedly, according to this chart, and this is on Wikipedia, than the United States as far as press goes. If the United States military is fighting in order to protect your freedom of the press, they're failing. I don't know if they are or not. And I'm not saying that people in the military are bad or wrong or any of those things. All I'm saying is that I believe the military is an organization that does what the government tells it to, not what the people tell it to, and not what the Constitution tells it to. That's what I believe.
Yeah, hard to disagree with that. Hey, Mark, we got a tweet real quick. I just want to read this. My broken kazoo said on Twitter, I liked Alex Jones till I heard Free Talk Live debate him on immigration, and it blew my mind. Thank you for your service.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. No one needs to thank me for my service. I work here, and I make money doing it. But I do appreciate people enjoying the show.
It feels good. I like to be thanked.
There you go. There you go.
I appreciate your appreciation.
Let's take Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
Oh, hey, look, I'm sorry. I can't really hear you very well because I'm kind of breaking up. But
okay. Ask the question and you can listen on air.
I've been listening to you all night. I just needed to clarify. You're not against voting, are you?
No, I am not against voting. I think that voting, as a matter of fact, I've already voted this year. We voted absentee. I'll be absent from town on the day of voting. So, we've already voted. But I think that voting tends to be an issue of numbers. And when you're, I think you should be involved in your local process, and you should understand what the candidates are doing there, that you can have far more effect. People win and lose by dozens of votes in New Hampshire. And that's where I think your voting has more effect. If you don't want to be involved in the process, that's cool. Leave it to the people who do and who are informed in those areas. But
okay.
When it comes to voting for president, I generally think that statistically it's an insignificant act. And I would recommend voting third party because your vote will do more to increase the numbers of the third parties and make them more viable than it will ever as far as voting for a presidential candidate. Because the numbers, it's a winner-take-all situation. So unless it's by one vote, then either way your vote was wasted.
I'd like to put a request in, too, if I can, Mark.
Sure. If you can hear me.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you if I could throw a name out there that that I'm going to endorse for presidency, if that's okay with you.
Go right ahead. Endorse away.
Okay. His name is Rodney Dale Class. This guy, I posted his name on your Facebook page.
Okay.
And this guy really seems like he really wants to try and help the people. And
okay.
I think that, people should at least take a look at what he has to offer. He has, his own little talk show.
What's his website?
And again, he's on Facebook.
He posted it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
So if you're a free, go friend the Free Talk Live on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see this guy's page. Robert, I appreciate the call. Thank you. 855-450-3733. Let's take Lauren calling in from New York again. Hey, Lauren.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, did you get disconnected before?
Nah, I accidentally hit the mute button on my phone.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. Yeah, but I've been living in New York all my life, and I personally know that 9/11 was an inside job. And I'm sorry that Stephanie, I believe, had a negative experience with some of the 9/11 truthers. But,
yeah, thank you.
I'll tell you guys this. There's no way a couple of people in, Afghanistan or Pakistan evaded a $50 million defense apparatus. I mean, there's no way that's going to happen.
Why not? Why couldn't people get box cutters on planes and then fly those planes into buildings?
Well, first off, the whole thing didn't really make any sense. Osama never admitted to doing 9/11. I mean, if you look on the FBI...
Lots of criminals have admitted to crimes. What difference does that make?
Well, if you look on the FBI page and you look at his wanted poster, you can see that 9/11 is not listed.
Yep, that's a true statement.
9/11 is not.
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I mean, is, you know, why, if they, you know, obviously they didn't want the guy anyway. They shot him in the head.
Oh, well, supposedly they shot him in the head, but.
Okay.
You know, can I just jump in here? I just want to make a statement. I think you could make a good argument that there are a lot of people who, that the 9/11 truth movement has made serious inroads. There are a lot of people who believe that 9/11 was an inside job or
JFK,
versions of
lots
that.
Lots of people believe in the JFK conspiracy theory, too.
Well, right. So, I mean, there are a lot of people who believe this or who subscribe to that in some way. But I don't really see much being done about it. Like, some of them want the government to investigate itself. They had the 9/11 commission, and that was a disaster.
That's always my point on this.
There's not much else that's happened to bring justice to the people who, you know, need it. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, you know, what would you like to happen, Lauren? I mean, what do you want to see happen from this?
Well, already had this discussion with Ian. I know I'm already preparing myself, you know, in my head psychologically. I'm running all the scenarios. I know exactly what's going to happen. The people are going to overthrow the government. We're going to take down the government. I already know this. We're going to use 9/11. We're going to use the JFK assassination.
But the JFK assassination was widely accepted, and, I mean, there was somebody who came out on his deathbed, right, and said that, yeah, the conspiracy is true, but nobody overthrew the government.
CIA agent. Yeah.
Lauren, do you know that this will probably be the most voted in election in history? More than half of the American population, like close to 200 million people, will vote for Crap Sandwich A or Crap Sandwich B. Are these the people that are going to pick up arms and storm Washington, D.C. in the name of 9/11?
You only need a minority.
It's true. 855-450-3733.
I'm not planning on
doing that. Not interested.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Aberin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Aberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Aberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Aberin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition. We've been full of calls talking about politics and the military and those kind of things. 855-450-3733.
I like how the Sunday show is actually becoming almost on par with the Saturday show as far as the amount of calls that we're getting.
Like, yeah,
it seems like it's really filled up lately, which is awesome.
I think people are stunned that there's something live on the radio.
about the topics that we're talking about.
Let me tell you real quick before we go in here and about Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. It's money for the internet. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money, even micropayments, without having to pay any fees. So you can send somebody a penny on the internet. What would it cost you, $1.50 to send somebody a penny on the internet with any of the other payment services? Bitcoin makes it easy. And Bitcoins are, you know, they're uncrackable. They cannot be counterfeited. They cannot, no one can inflate a Bitcoin currency. And you can use blockchain.info to send Bitcoins to somebody who doesn't even have a Bitcoin client. You can get a Bitcoin client, by the way, at bitcoin.org. But you can send with the blockchain.info's online wallet. You can send to people via their email, your Facebook friends, or anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. And you get it for free. That's blockchain.info. If you want to find more about Bitcoins, you go to weusecoins.org. Let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I was just, I guess I was calling about relationship advice.
Oh, cool. So, I like to hear those kind of questions. I actually have my own show. It's called Pork Therapy, porctherapy.com, and it's a lot of the show is about relationships, sort of from a liberty perspective. So go ahead.
You know, that's perfect, and that's probably why I'm calling tonight, because I know you're here, Stephanie, and I know you have that show.
And this is a very liberty-oriented relationship question. So
yeah.
I've been married for the past, 15 years now. Mm-hmm. To my lovely wife, and we have actually a very good relationship. We get along very well, she is a what I like to call, although I don't say this to her face, an authoritarian leftist.
Okay.
And so she's going to be voting for Jill Stein this next election. We do have we have points of agreement about a lot of things. You know, about, you know, we're in disgust about things like drone terrorism and wars in the Middle East and on all sorts of things. But then we part company and have kind of angry discussions whenever we choose to debate about, you know, things like, you know, taxation and force and things like that, you know. So,
and before you got married, Jeff, were your political views different or were hers different? Did something change along the way?
When I first met her is when I first started reading. I was in college, and I had just started reading Thomas Zasz. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Yeah, he was a anti-psychiatry psychiatrist, basically. He was he has a book called The Myth of Mental Illness, where he argues that, you know, mental illness is overdiagnosed, over-medicated, not real in a lot of cases, in every case, I think, he would say.
I should stop you, actually. I think you're confusing Thomas Zasz with Peter Bragan. Because Zasz would say himself he's not an anti-psychiatrist.
I see.
He actually feels there's nothing wrong with psychiatry per se. He had argued just really that it's all about force, that any psychiatry that is, you know, forced upon a person against their will is not psychiatry. It's, you know, it's assault battery.
I appreciate that clarification. I know he has another book, too, called Coercion as Cure. Maybe that more encapsulates what he's about.
Absolutely.
Or was about, because he recently passed away, I think, last month.
He did. He was a wonderful man. He introduced me to... Apparently, he was very influenced by Hayek, I think, and he introduced me to libertarianism and all that. And I think when I first met my wife, I had started waking up a bit. I think I had been a minarchist for many years, sort of a small government, you know, libertarian person. And I think over the last few years, especially after starting to listen to you guys, I've finally crossed the Rubicon. I think I really have trouble finding a good argument for how the state at all is of value. I mean, I see it as so malignant in just almost every area. So that's where I am now. And so I'm really looking towards someday, because life is short, maybe moving to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually honestly kind of scared to bring up this subject with my wife, because I'm afraid it'll just, you know, go downhill quickly. So I'm not sure how to bring it up, and I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a great question, and actually you're not the first person I've heard ask a similar question, and you too probably, Mark. One thing I would suggest is that there is a event that happens every year. It's called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or Pork Fest for short. It's a camping event, and I think maybe somebody who's into... I don't know, things that are traditionally associated with the left might be into Porkfest. It has a little bit of that Woodstock feel to it. It's a lot of people camping out in the woods, and they're libertarians. And so maybe if you could plan...
And left libertarians.
And left libertarians, yeah. And I might sympathize with them myself, actually.
Hello.
But, oh, Jeff, are you still there? Do you hear us? Maybe Jeff can't hear us. Okay, well, we'll keep talking about Porkfest. So if you can plan a trip to the Porcupine Freedom Festival... that would be a great...
I dropped his call just to... There was
okay.
Confusion.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Yeah, so I guess maybe he'll still be listening on the radio and he'll hear what we're saying. But a lot of people who have had partners who aren't so sure about this whole liberty thing, or maybe they're liberty curious, I like to use that phrase, invented by Carla, the president of the Free State Project, they come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then they meet some of the people in the community, and they decide, hey, you know, I'm more open to this than I thought. Another thing I would say is that I'd like to give people happy advice and to give people, you know, advice that they want to hear, but there are quite a number of people who are in long-term couples that I've seen, and they disagree about the ideas of liberty, and, you know, sooner or later it comes to a head and they just decide that they don't want to be together anymore because these things are so...
You've seen this happen?
Oh, yes. I've seen this happen many times. Even some people after they moved to New Hampshire, they realized that they weren't as compatible as they once thought they were.
Okay, Jeff's back.
Oh, Jeff's back. Great.
Hi. Hey, sorry about that. I suddenly was yelling, talking into my phone and not hearing anything. I didn't like how I heard the conversation going, though, when this idea of... I don't want to convince my wife to think the way I do. That wouldn't be any fun, and I don't think that's even possible either. But the reason why I feel like I need to bring this up is because my blood pressure just suffers from living in California. I basically heard Ian having one of his lectures with one of the callers yesterday about anger and how bad that can be for a person. And that's just really resonating with me. And I just think it would do such wonders for me if I could actually just be around some people finally who I don't really have to explain myself to or argue with, or just kind of just get it.
Yeah, it, really, it made
I'm
a big
really
difference.
On to that.
It made a big difference for me.
Do you have the means to winter in California and summer in New Hampshire? That might be a compromise that you could reach.
Yeah, that's a few years down the line, though. But another free stater suggested this to me online is, you know, take her to a pork fest and then convince her to get a vacation home. And this particular free stater said, I was in your same situation. And he said, now we've been living in New Hampshire ever since.
We did. I don't know if you were hearing, Jeff, but the first recommendation was the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
Was,
right.
You know, come here, check things out, and I think that's probably the best advice.
One more thing I want to say to Jeff is that I really like his approach of, like, coming at this whole situation of, you know, I don't want to make or believe anything or convince her of anything.
Good, because it's not going to work.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, people come to ideas when they hear them and they like them,
yes.
Right? And it's really hard to force somebody, I think impossible, to force somebody to believe something, right? And so maybe over time, I mean, does she like to listen to Free Talk Live? Maybe you could introduce her to some of the podcasts. You know, my show is something that a lot of people like who come from the left. There's an audio book actually that I made called Markets Not Capitalism, and it's a collection of essays that kind of tries to bring people from the left into the ideas of liberty, so maybe she might enjoy something like that, or have her call in.
You know what, maybe I can convince her to do that. I think she would find it a little threatening that I would try to force her to have her listen to propaganda.
You can do an exchange, though. Ian has suggested this in the past, is, hey, you give me one of your books to read, and I'll give you one of my books to read.
Yeah, so. Or, hey, this is really important in my life, and I want to share it with you because I care about you, right?
Jeff, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
855-450-3733. Call in with, well, whatever. We've been talking about the military and relationships and politics and
all
voting.
All over the place.
Yep. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.